And four, you have to have a reality basis of where you are and where you want to go. And the reality is that you're going to have a thing called inflation, which is the printing of money, which is a hidden taxation, but it's going to be a raising of lifestyle, a raising of expenditures on a monthly and yearly basis. Every year it's going to go up 4 to 5% on average. Just out of curiosity, if your goal, and you're, let's say you're 40 years old, and your goal is to be a millionaire at age 60, what lifestyle will you be having today? Think about that. Let's just say that you're 40, and let's make it 70. You want to retire as a millionaire at 70. What kind of lifestyle will you have at 70? The equivalent lifestyle, if you had $1 million at 70 saved, earning you money and interest at 8%. What kind of lifestyle would it be? Well, at 70, in order to have $75,000 lifestyle now, you'd need $3.6 million, right? So let's take that and divide that by 3.6 and take that number, 75,000, divide by 3.6. And how much would that be? That'd be about 20,000, wouldn't it? So if your goal is to be a millionaire at age 60, you will be living at that date, at age 70. If your goal is to be a millionaire at age 70, at the date of 70, you will be living what is now equivalent to a $20,000 a year lifestyle. Are you with me on this? So who wants to be a millionaire? Who wants to be a millionaire at age 70? Who wants to be a decamillionaire by then? At least a decamillionaire will be living a $200,000 lifestyle. Are you with me on this? Still following the numbers? So if you do not have a drive, a goal, or a plan of action to get you to a $200,000 lifestyle or a $10 million savings by age 70, then the probability of you living an increased lifestyle is less and less and less and less. It's fantasy. Today is about breaking through fantasy. It's about looking at, oh my gosh, do I really value this thing? Because the second you do, and it's really important to you, you're going to be walking through the mall and seeing opportunities you never saw before. Until then, you're going to be living in a fantasy and be a statistic in all probability, which is what 93% of the American population lives as a statistic financially. The reason why your government put together superannuation is because they saw a declining valuation on savings and wanting a desire for immediate gratification, and they knew that if they didn't force some sort of savings in the future and force you into a mortgage, that nobody would have any savings at the end, and the government would be taking care of you. So they put that into place on your behalf to make sure that you saved. They gave you an incentive to save, to have some degree of freedom in your future. Because the average person wants immediate gratification and thinks in terms of immediate gratification instead of long-term vision. How many of you are a little uncomfortable by what I said up here? How many of you are going, oh crap? There will be a solution on how to attain this. We're going to give you some solutions here. But how many of you would like to have at least a six-digit figure lifestyle income? Okay, if you did and you went it to $150,000 here, then we've got to increase those numbers, don't we? Now that's getting 8%. In some years, you're not going to get 8%. In other years, you're going to get more than 8% net return. I'm using an average of 8% because I believe that in the long haul, that's an average. And you don't know how long you're going to live. Nobody knows exactly how long they're going to live unless they plan their death. They don't know. So they might live to 100 years. But they may stop working at 70 or 60 or even 50. And if so, that means they would need even more income, at least 5% more than it was to have financial independence at that stage, to live that same lifestyle consistently. So I want you to write this. Financial mastery is a game of mathematics. It's a game of probabilities. It's a game of mathematics and probabilities. It is a science. There are certain laws and rules that if you follow them, you'll get outcomes. And if you don't, you have a higher probability of not getting those outcomes. Purely probability games. We want to have the probabilities in our favor. We want to put the luck in our favor, because luck is preparation meaning opportunity, and we want to prepare for those opportunities and those probabilities to be in our favor. And the first thing is to value it. Now, one of the ways you know you value it is you begin to study it. So I'd like you to write that in. The way you know you're valuing it is you're beginning to study it. You're starting to study the mathematics of saving money, the strategies of building wealth. You're starting to have mentors. You're attending a program like this. You're paying close attention to your investments. You're monitoring them, your savings. I'm going to give you a strategy here that will work on building wealth. The higher you have a value on building wealth, the more likely you'll follow the strategy. If you follow the strategy, you've got a probability, a very scientific, mathematical probability of retaining and obtaining wealth. If you don't, and you're just thinking it's going to manifest somehow, or you're going to try to get rich really quick overnight, and you're going to go against certain laws, then you're dealing with high probabilities of you losing your money. Somebody said, is your program about getting rich quick? And I said, in the long run, yes. In the short run, it's going to seem slower than some of the other gimmicks. But in the long run, yes. How many of you know people that try to get rich quick and end up are still back where they started? I have a gentleman in Houston, Texas, that I've known now for about 18 years. And he has gone after one quick get rich thing after another since I've known him. From multi-level organizations and marketing organizations to real estate gimmicks to this and that. And he's still in debt 18 years later. He's still in debt. And I'm the kind of guy that just methodically follows a strategy and just keeps saving and just keeps saving and just keeps saving. And doesn't waver from it. Just keeps saving and just keeps saving and just keeps saving. And I'm like the tortoise. He was like the hare. I'm like the tortoise. In the process of doing it, now the very lifestyle that he dreamed about, I mean almost to the T, the fancy cars, the fancy houses, the yachts and things like that, I'm getting to live and he's not. Right now, how many of you are more motivated and put a higher value on maybe saving your money now? We're getting somewhere? How many feel it inside? How many are pissed off at themselves? If you are pissed off at yourself, everything you think you've done about sabotaging wealth, you sit down and write down how did it serve you and how did it serve others, because you got something out of it. You got a lesson, if nothing else, and it got you to be on track now. Let's just look for a second. What are some of the benefits of all of a sudden building wealth? What could be a benefit to ourselves and others of us building wealth and becoming financially independent? How could that be a service? I wanted some participation here. What might be a way we might benefit from it? Self-esteem. Your self-worth can go up. If I had 10 people lined up on the front of the stage here, and one was a billionaire, one was had 100 million, one had 10 million, one had a million, one had 100,000, a 100,000-aire, one was a 10,000-aire, one was a 1,000-aire, one was a 100-aire, one was a $10-aire, and one was a $1-aire. Who would you pay for? Who would you be willing to pay to spend time with? How many would actually spend money to hang out with a billionaire and take him to lunch? How many of you would probably charge the one down here to go to lunch with you? Okay, can you see a law here? To those who have, more is given. To the more who haven't, more is taken away. The difference between these two is this person didn't value their savings, this person did. There's a power in wealth. There's seven powers. You want to write these seven powers down. Seven powers in life.